some folks used to call them the tomato, the little onion shoots. Shoots or something like that.
Salad, something like that?
Shoots, that's all I know.
Okay. Now, what are some vegetables that you might use when you're making a good vegetable soup?
Well, I use tomatoes. First, you put the water on and meat on. Let it get that done. Then I'd add, using fresh tomatoes, I'd have to put them in hot water and peel them. See, the peeling has come off after you soak for a while. Then you put them in the pot. Oh, yes, you can peel them with it, put them in there.
What else would you put in besides tomatoes?
Oh, I put in the onion, corn, beans.
What kind of beans?
Snap beans. Any kind of fresh fish. Some people put cabbage in them, but I don't know.
What about a gumbo? Would you put anything different in that?
I mean, if I've eaten any gumbo, I don't know.
Okay.
I might have eaten it and liked it and didn't know what to call for.
Okay. I'm thinking of a particular kind of vegetable that's green. Lots of times you'll slice them up and you can fry them.
And made me forget it. Eggplant.
Okay, well, something besides eggplant, though.
Watermelon?
No, you don't fry watermelon.
Well, you can fry sweet potatoes.
I'm thinking about okra. You ever have that?
Yeah, have okra. Can boil it, and that's another thing we put in the soup. Have to trim each end off a little bit. Okra, onions.
Okay.
Tomatoes, corn, and put the corn in last because it makes it stick. And put ice potatoes in it, cut up little thin cubes, you know.
Okay. Now, if you leave an apple or a plum lying around, it'll dry up and what will it do? What will the skin do?
Just shrivel all up.
Okay.
Dry up. Throw it away.
Now, what's it? What are some leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Well, cabbage come in heads. The collard greens.
Uh-huh.
The turnips, they come up out of the ground. They have the roots. You can eat the tops and the roots. Because, oh boy, how hard they are to clean. Put a grit on them. I've cleaned, maybe I'd buy me five bunches of turnips and then take me two hours cleaning. I just get back there, the paper and put a paper down there and the dirt would fall off. I'd cut that all off and I'd peel the turnips. Anyway, they're good.
Okay, if you're talking about cabbages, if you have some very large ones, you might say those what are very big.
What? Collard greens?
No, I'm talking about cabbage. And if you had some real big ones, you'd say what?
I'd just call them large cabbages.
So you'd say that they what?
They were awful large.